Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling you from an Oregon Opinion Surveys. And I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple of questions? All right, perfect. Just need to ask you a couple of questions. Is this Jennifer Nickel?
Yeah.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a new news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Nope. All right, thank you. And am I speaking with the person on the list? All
Yes.
right, thank you, ma'am. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on the phone, and we'll make it this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not?
Definitely.
Definitely vote? All right. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Mass, what is your age?
50.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we represented everyone. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Basically, the first person is Joe Biden. How would you feel about Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
Zero.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress.
275.
Okay, thank you. Project to 2025.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Right, thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
40.
Thank you. And Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republicans?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, will you vote for Green Party candidates, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay,
Kamala
let's see. Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else?
Harris.
Thank you. And I know that you're still a long way off, but the election for Congress were held today. Will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, okay, sorry. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Oh, Bynum.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez the Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez the Reamer, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
No chance. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Oh, strongly.
All right, thank you. Sorry about that. And I know you approve or and do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez the Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Disapprove? Oh, okay. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Reamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So this is some concerns they have about her. The first one is serving in Congress should be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez the Reamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the districts, but she voted against the laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who kill a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in the first election. With this concern or doubt, you think it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. Next one is Lori Chavez the Reamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and she said she supported women's right to choose, but in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a nation ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's right, not break their promises to Oregon women. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you. Next one, Chavez the Reamer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, refunds federal laws enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Reamer is a vote for this dangerous program. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
All right, thank you. And let me see. Lori Chavez, also, next one is Lori Chavez the Reamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. This cut means less money for investigation that stops human and narcotic public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding by law enforcement, and at the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Just some.
Thank you. Also, next one is Chavez the Reamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal will raise taxes on the middle classes while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need is Congress is more MAGA extremist. Do you think it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Thank you. And next one, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Remus is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Reamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just a sum, or not at all?
A great deal.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer?
Bynum.
Thank you. Now, sorry about that. Now I just want to read you a statement that Jeanine Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Jeanine Bynum opponent says that she's soft on crime, who liberal, who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give billions of dollars to groups that want to refuse to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do her job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Jeanine Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Redeemer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Redeemer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez the Reamer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare's strict health care protections away from Oregonians and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Jeanine Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer or undecided?
Bynum.
Thank you. Sorry. Last questions. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's. Thank you. Let's see. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Let's see. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yep.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee associations?
No.
No? Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden. Fight Biden.
Yeah, we're both similar here.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to thank you a lot for your participation, helping us out with the survey, and thank you for your patience also. that's a lot of reading right there. Thank you for once again, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, man.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.